From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Sentencing for three defendants in a deadly hash lab explosion in Rio Dell. David and Tamara Paul, who rented their garage to three men using it to make hash oil, were sentenced to 4 years of supervised probation. One of the men making the hash oil, Aaron Moore, was handed 5 years supervised probation. Authorities say 21-year-old Xavier Renner, Moore's friend, was injured in the explosion and died a few weeks later. Initially, the Pauls and Moore were charged with murder. Moore also has to do 500 hours of community service. We told you recently that Humboldt County Auditor Controller Joe Mellett is leaving office on April 27th, but before he does, next week, he's scheduled to attend a professional conference at the Lake Tahoe Resort Hotel, funded by taxpayer money. Mellett tells Lost Coast Outpost the trip was planned several months ago and that it comes at a total cost of about $1,000. It's a three-day event hosted by the California State Association of County Auditors. A woman's back home after getting lost overnight in Curry County. Yesterday, authorities got a call from a man by the name of Bob Dark, who lives on Edson Creek Road. He stated that his wife, 70-year-old Carol Dark, was missing. Carol and her dog had not been seen since about 5 p.m. and that Carol's car, cell phone, wallet, and coat were still in the home. Search crews searched until about 2 a.m. this morning without any trace of Carol and decided to wait until daylight to continue. At about 7 a.m., members and family friends started searching the area again. At about 8:45, two members of the search team, Ryan McGinnis and Ken Smith, located Carol Dark in steep terrain and heavy brush about a mile from her residence. Other than being cold, a few bumps, cuts, and bruises, she appeared to be fine. Carol stated that she had gone for a walk the night before with her dog, and then it got dark on them, causing her to lose direction. She spent the night in the woods with her dog, which helped keep her warm. When the Coast Guard helicopter was flying around, the dog spooked and ran off. Eventually, the dog was found and returned home as well. Well, they have found some parts, but not the whole vehicle that was swallowed by rising waters in the Eel River near Confusion Hill on Friday. Authorities have spotted oil coming from the water where the vehicle went in. A witness telling police they saw a car pulling over, but it went too far, and despite trying to stop, the vehicle ended up in the water. By the time rescuers arrived, the river was rising, and that's hampered their efforts to find anyone inside or the vehicle itself. Whereabouts of the occupants of the vehicle are still unknown. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.